Police in Bloomington Normal say they don't expect any trouble on election night, but during this time of high tensions, they say they aren't taking chances. Eric Stock reports.
Spontaneous gatherings are common on the Illinois State University campus after presidential elections. ISU Police Chief Aaron Woodruff recalls a celebratory gathering in 2008 when Barack Obama was first elected president. Then in 2016, when Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton, crowds on both sides of the political spectrum gathered on campus. Woodruff says that scene was a bit more tense.
I think the election results shocked a lot of people, and so I think there was still a lot of emotion tied to that election, and that's why we're feeling it this time around, too.
Woodruff says there weren't any problems with those gatherings 4 years ago, but in 2020, a year marked by social unrest, protests across the country, and one of the most bitterly divided presidential races in memory, police are preparing for the worst. Police Chief in Normal Rick Bleichner huddled with other local police chiefs last week to develop a strategy.
There's nothing that's been out there of specific threats or concerns, but we're all aware of that. None of us are asleep at the wheel, and we've all done diligence in doing planning in the event that, you know, something happens or occurs. We'll have resources, on hand to take care of that.
Bleichner says Normal PD will boost staffing on election night and will have more officers on standby. Normal police responded to tips on social media last week about a threat of looting at Walmart. The store boarded up the doors for a night and nothing happened. Police don't know if the threats have any connection to the election. The scene was reminiscent of late summer when looters targeted several stores following racial justice protests. Bloomington Interim Police Chief Greg Scott says his department is better prepared now.
We've developed some response teams that we can call in if we need to, as opposed to when it happened earlier in the year. It was more of a, oh goodness, this is going on, we need to call everybody in. So we pull in the oncoming shift early, hold the off-going shift over late.
Scott says BPD bought helmets and face shields as added protection for officers. He says the department also recently underwent peacekeeper training through the mobile team unit at Heartland Community College to prepare for any post-election unrest.
Officers that respond to protests or celebrations, they allow that to continue in a peaceful and lawful manner and support it until it, and if it turns unlawful or not peaceful, and then we're forced to take action.
ISU Police Chief Aaron Woodruff says the university has also taken several steps to limit property damage.
We do look at kind of a sanitization process for making sure that we minimize any potential issues on campus should things go awry. But, you know, certainly there's a number of things that go into that.
Woodruff didn't discuss specifics, but for example, you'll see on the ISU campus, grounds crews have placed landscape fabric and mulch over rocks at several locations around campus so those rocks don't become projectiles in the wrong hands. ISU wants to promote civic engagement, but in a peaceful way. The university will be emailing students and using social media to deliver messages about civility. Along with civility, police are also asking for patience. While when the 2016 election results weren't known until the wee hours of the morning, it's possible the election results this time might not come for days because of a big increase in mail-in balloting due to the pandemic. Police Chief in Normal Rick Bleichner says his officers are prepared for the possibility of a delayed result and days or weeks of public anxiety.
We can expand that, and it basically would cover that period until we know what the outcome is and we know what the public's responses are going to be.
The pandemic may provide one benefit. About 40% fewer students are on campus than there would normally be because many are learning online this fall. Police hope that will help limit crowds, regardless of who wins the election. I'm Eric Stock.
Illinois State Police Director Brendan Kelly says his officers will also be highly visible to help local law enforcement with disturbances at polling sites, election offices, or public gatherings after the election.